The Park City Council's concerns about the scope and mounting price of the library renovation could slow down the timeline for the project, now due to start in June. It also raises council concerns about the project in general, as a $5.6 million project has become $9.3 million. At last week's City Council meeting, Park City Council members Tim Henney and Andy Bierman both expressed their concern about the expanded scope of the library remodel at the Carl Winters School. Henney said it wasn't the recent added cost of greening the building nor the design itself, but more how there hasn't been enough public engagement since the project expanded and involved a much bigger budget.
For me, the amount of money kind of sets off some alarms, and it's a yellow flag. So it's an indicator that, you know, we've done some things of fairly significant magnitude in, as I said, a fairly short period of time. Now, the public was very involved in the initial stages of the whole library visioning, and that's great. But when you look at where we've gone over the last 9 months, say, there hasn't been much public involvement. So that's my concern.
Bierman is concerned about the entire area's redevelopment. He said there's one lump sum to fund the redevelopment of the whole Lower Park Avenue RDA or redevelopment area, and he didn't want to blow the budget on just the library.
I also remain uncomfortable that we haven't master planned this yet, that I feel like we do need more public outreach on this because the project has changed so much. And these costs really make me nervous. Every time this comes back, the costs escalate, and we still don't have firm costs. These are still an estimate, and they will most certainly go up. And I don't like how we've approached that. I think this is, it's a lot of money.
Resident Steve Swanson said in public comment at the meeting that he was bringing a petition of 50 signatures opposing the library design. He says a project of this scope needs to be more carefully vetted.
I don't believe hurrying up and trying to start this by June or, you know, this is only 4.5 months away. We need to allow time for public buy-in, public comment, some kind of a vetted process that gets people involved. I think that it would be borne out by, you know, a superior end result. Let's face it, we're going to be seeing and using this for the next 30 to 40 years. This needs to be a superior project, needs to reflect Park City's commitment to excellence.
Part of the reason for the timeline on the renovation is to get the Jim Santee Auditorium back up and running for the 2015 Sundance Film Festival. Also, the city is sensitive to displacing the Park City Cooperative Preschool, which has been in the building for about 2 decades, as well as displacing the library itself. City Council, for now, decided to proceed with plans for the project, but with careful examination of costs and design elements along the way. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.